Well, good day to you all, and no PGA Tour event this week. Seems like a long time since we've had a week looking at betting prospects without touching the PGA Tour, but there's certainly still a lot of tournaments of interest. And we'll start first with the Korn Ferry Tour's Tour Championship, the final event of the three-event final series, in which the leading 25 money winners from this three-event series will earn their right to play on the PGA Tour next season, in addition to those 25 that earned their right through the regular season on the Korn Ferry Tour. But just looking at the tournament itself, perhaps before we quickly look at the Australians in the field, Scottie Scheffler continues to play well. He won a couple of weeks ago. He was 11th last week. He's won twice this season on the tour, and there's some good money available this week as well. So evenly matched, so many in this field. He's at $17, as is Daniel Berger, who's not played too badly on the PGA Tour this year. He's made 10 of his last 11 cuts, which is significant in itself, but he's back trying to regain his status for the PGA Tour, and he's at $17, as I mentioned. Another player also worth keeping in mind, I think, is Jonathan Randolph. He's been twice runner-up at this venue, interestingly enough. He plays okay on the Korn Ferry Tour this season, three top tens this year. He's at $34. And the other two that I think are worth keeping an eye on at this event, which has been played in Newburgh in Indiana, are Maverick McNealy, who was third at this venue last year in another event, admittedly. He had a 64 in his opening round there last year. He was four shots better than any other player in that particular round before finishing third in the tournament. And he was at $41 when I last looked at the odds, Maverick McNealy. And a player that I've mentioned a number of times on the Korn Ferry Tour in recent weeks is the Norwegian golfer Christopher Ventura, who gets another go. He's already got his PGA Tour card, so he's going to freewheel. He's got nothing really to worry about this week. He's been a two-time winner of this year. He did miss the cut last week, but that's why the odds are better than perhaps they would have been otherwise. He's an impressive player, and he's at $41. So Scottie Scheffler, Daniel Berger, Jonathan Randolph, Maverick McNealy, and Christopher Venturi, my players amongst the leading chances to do well this week. Of the Australians, rather interesting this week. Quite a few in the field, admittedly, but players such as Curtis Luck, Jamie Arnold, Cameron Davis, Brett Coletta, are all vying to get their PGA Tour card this week. Curtis Luck probably needs a top 35 finish or better. Cameron Davis, probably a top 10. Jamie Arnold might need somewhere around about 25th or better this week. And for Brett Coletta, he really needs to probably finish inside the top 4 or 5 this week if he's to have any chance of getting to the PGA Tour for the first time next season. So that's the Korn Ferry Tour Championship being played, as I said, in Newburgh in Indiana. The Omega European Masters is the next event on the European Tour and played in just one of the most outstanding venues you could imagine. Not such a great golf course, but it's certainly a delightful setting, a bit like Queenstown in New Zealand as far as the New Zealand Open is concerned. This is one of the most beautiful venues in the world. High in the Swiss Alps, high above the Rhone Valley. I've had the good fortune to caddy there on two or three occasions. Loved every moment of my time there back many years ago. Rory McIlroy's in the field, comes off the back of that outstanding win last week. He's at $5. It's a bit short for mine, and given the fact that he hasn't played here since 2011, although when he did play here back then on two or three occasions, he did very well. I think he was third and seventh, but it's been a while since he's played here, and I guess he's got to probably overcome the hangover, if you like, of winning the Tour Championship last week. A player that I think is going to do very well this week, though, is Matthew Fitzpatrick. He's only at $9, but he's been a previous winner, and he's been a two-time winner and a runner-up at this particular venue. He loves the golf course. He's playing pretty well at the moment. He's played well the last two or three events that he's played. So Matthew Fitzpatrick at $9, I think, is a real chance to win the event this week. And another one that I think probably fits into that category is another winner. He's played a lot better of late. He has won here previously, as I said. He just seems to be back on the improve after quite a while away from contention in tournaments. He's at $17. So those players, Rory McIlroy at $5. You can take your, decide whether you see its value or not and whether he's going to be able to continue on from that tremendous week last week. Matthew Fitzpatrick, I think he's a real good chance this week. And Danny Willett at $17. Of the Australians, Herbert's at $5. Ormsby, $5.50. Scotty Henn's been twice runner-up at this venue. He's at $5. Wade Ormsby, who did so well last week, he's at $5.50. And Nick Kelland at $15. And other Australians in the field are Minwoon Lee, Brett Rumford, Jake McLeod, Sam Brazel. So a good representation of Australians in the field. But that is the Omega European Masters being played in the delightful ski resort of Crans-Montana, Crans-sur-Sierre in the Swiss Alps. The final event we'll look at this week, there are probably a couple of other events as well, but the final event we'll focus our attention on is the LPGA Tour event in Portland in Oregon on the west coast of the United States. The favourite, and understandably so, Jin-Young Ko. She's the world number one. She's the hottest player in female golf at the moment. In fact, she's probably the hottest player in golf full stop, coming off the back of that win last week. She's only at $4, though, and that's a bit short for mine. Brooke Henderson's at $8. Still pretty short, I've got to admit. But she's got an unbelievable record at this venue. She's won this event twice. She had an improved tournament last week when she was third in Canada in front of her home crowds. And Sung-Hyun Park, who's at $11. She was just average last week, but prior to that was very good. It's her first time here, interestingly enough, at this particular tournament. So it might be of some interest to see how she plays this week. But she's certainly one of the best players in the world, Sung-Hyun Park, and I think at $11 is okay. If I was trying to find a bit of value, and I've been looking through some, trying to work out where I might go to try and find a bit more value in the event, I think Brittany Altemir, the United States golfer, she was 13th last week. She was third here 2 years ago. She seems to bob up with some good tournaments every now and again, and obviously this is a golf course that fits her eye and her game. And she's at $51. So if I was looking for some value away from those players that I mentioned earlier, such as Jin-Young Ko, Brooke Henderson, and Sung-Hyun Park, then I think Brittany Altemir might be the girl. She's at $51. So those are my thoughts for this week's betting. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.